One of the worst aspects of my job is evaluating optics. I have a congenital cataract, so my view through the two barrels of a single pair of binoculars is at least as different as my view through two different pairs of binoculars, since the image through one eye is appreciably dimmer than through the other. And being 55 years old, I have trouble seeing really close up, which makes it hard to see delicate details on the screen of a camera while digiscoping. My primary use of my spotting scope is for birding. When I'm leading a field trip, I let the participants look at each bird. Then if it's still around, I quickly pull out a small camera to digiscope the image to post on my website. That's how I use my scope when birding on my own, too. And I also like to take pictures of birds I see using an extended zoom camera. These are great ways to re-experience the actual birds I've seen, so this is one of the most fun parts of my job. But evaluating optics, comparing different binoculars and different spotting scopes, is another issue altogether. Optics are obviously essential equipment for birders. My basic recommendation is to get the best binoculars you can comfortably afford, and then get the best spotting scope you can comfortably afford. I absolutely love my high-end scope, and when I first started digiscoping, learned from experts at a couple of optics manufacturers that fixed magnification eyepieces for spotting scopes have greater clarity than zoom eyepieces and work better for digiscoping, especially if you want to blow up images to use as the background on your computer desktop or for printing. So that's what I started using, and right off the bat I got some exceptionally good photos of prairie chickens, LeConte sparrows, and other wonderful birds. But digiscopers I respect were getting wonderful shots using a zoom lens, so I did try that for a while. I don't like to get too close to shy wild birds, so for the most part I didn't like the 20x magnification instead of my other lens's constant 30x, and I hated the black circle from vignetting that zoom eyepieces always show unless you zoom the camera in. Since I handhold my camera using a cheesy plastic cup from NyQuil cold medicine instead of an expensive digiscoping adapter, when I zoom the camera, I have trouble with blur. I got some great shots, but overall decided the 30x eyepiece was the better choice and went back to using that one. I'm certain it's the right one for me and share this information with others. Of course, some more experienced digiscopers agree with me, while others made the opposite choice. That's because, as with all optical issues, there really aren't any absolutes. When I spent my family's entire discretionary income in 1989 to buy an expensive pair of Zeiss binoculars, one of my friends was also buying high-end binocs. We sat side by side at Hawk Ridge comparing choices before we bought. The Zeisses had a negligibly wider field of view, and the Bausch & Lomb's had a bigger, easier focus adjustment. Otherwise, they seemed pretty similar to me. My friend could see a color shift that he didn't like in the Zeisses, but as hard as I looked between the two pairs, I couldn't see it at all. He ended up getting the Elites. And for years afterward, every single time he ran into me, he'd ask if I still liked my Zeisses, and didn't I wish I'd gotten the Elites? To me, you buy a pair of binoculars and then you stop second-guessing yourself and just use them. But time after time, he'd bring it up. I'd say they were just fine, as I was sure his were, and he'd insist he made the better choice. After 7 or 8 years, the focus knob on his broke, and he finally let the matter drop. I'm not an optical expert, but I have the great fortune of being able to use and test different binoculars, and I can see the advantages and the disadvantages of each. I can see that the difference between a $400 pair of binoculars and a $1,600 pair is pretty much the cost of a trip to the tropics where you can use your binoculars to look at some pretty cool birds. I can also see that when I call in an owl at night, it's way easier to see it hooting at me if I use expensive bright binoculars than less expensive ones, at least until someone pulls up a flashlight, when again it's six of one, half dozen of the other until the owl flies off. Some people discern color shifts in one pair or another, but of the people who have eyes sensitive enough to discern this, I've heard some disparage the exact same binoculars that others rave about for their perfect color. So all in all, what's my advice for buying optics? Ask around, try some out, and then choose what you like and stop. Don't second-guess yourself, and don't try to prove to anyone else that you made a better choice than they did. Just go out and look at birds. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.